Let us now return to the portion of Scripture read in Proverbs chapter 18. And as enabled, we will meditate briefly on verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. When a parent names a newborn, they usually give the newborn two names. And they do this to distinguish their child from another child. So that is one purpose of a name, to distinguish one another. But that is not the reason why God gives us his names. He doesn't really need any names. And it's really a condescension on his part when he gives us some of his names. The reason that God gives us a name of himself is to tell us who he is. The name itself is a proclamation of who he is. And we see this when Jacob was wrestling with the angel all night before he met with his brother Esau. And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And Jacob wanted to know more about this glorious person with whom he was wrestling. He had some glimpse of his divine glory. That's why he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." He knew that it was a glorious person. He knew it was Jehovah. But he wanted the angel to give him his name so that he would know more about him. And certainly that is the mark of every child of God. They wish to know more about Jesus Christ. And they are saying with the Apostle Paul, "that I may know him." And that is their desire to the end of their life. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, and so on. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name here is the name Jehovah. And this name is bound up with salvation. The name God in our version of the Bible especially focuses on God as a creator. But the word Jehovah focuses on his aspect as a redeemer. That's why when he revealed himself to Israel on Mount Sinai, he said, "I am the Lord thy God, I am Jehovah thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." He was reminding them that he was their Redeemer. And so we can look at this word and be reminded that the name of the Redeemer is a strong tower. Now, a revelation of God, that's what a name is. When God is giving us a name, he's revealing who he is to us. And when God reveals himself to the natural man, the response is one of fear. You remember when the sailors on the ship going to Tarshish asked Jonah more about him. He said, "I fear Jehovah, which made the earth and the land, the earth and the sea and the dry land," and so on. And they were exceedingly afraid when they heard this name, this revelation of God himself. And that, of course, is our natural response, especially when we are in fear that eternity is very near to us, as the sailors thought they were near to eternity. They heard about this name, Jehovah, and they were afraid. But this proverb here makes it clear that it is not to be a name that is to cause any fear. It is a strong tower. It's a place of refuge. And Jehovah, that name was revealed in a marvelous way to Moses in the book of Exodus in chapter 34, where the Lord passed by Moses and proclaimed the name of Jehovah. And he said, I am Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, and so on. That's a glorious glimpse into the nature of God, that passage there in Exodus 34. There we're told clearly that there is mercy and grace with God, but that he is also just, and it will by no means clear the guilty. And to our finite minds, it is a mystery how these two can be reconciled together. How can God be just and merciful at the same time? And we were reading a newspaper account of someone who had suffered a great crime, and she was a Christian, and this was something that she wrestled with herself. How can I seek justice against the one who wronged me and yet also exhibit a forgiving spirit? Well, there are some who claim that there's no way these two can be reconciled. There was a famous, or not a famous philosopher, but a philosopher who said that it is impossible for God to be just and merciful at the same time. But if we know our catechism, we know that if we know Exodus 34, we know that this is possible. God is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and because there are three persons in the Godhead, one can, as it were, represent the demands of divine justice, and another person can satisfy the claims of divine justice. That is essentially the core of the gospel, God being just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. The name of Jehovah includes a reference to the Lord Jesus. He is one who loves righteousness and hates iniquity, and yet he is also one full of compassion, ready to show mercy to the chief of sinners. He loves righteousness, and he hates iniquity so much that he determined to put away sin by his own death upon the accursed tree, so that sinners like ourselves could have mercy. And that is why the name of the Lord ought to be an encouragement and a comfort to us. It is the name of one who can be just in forgiving us. He doesn't need to ignore the demands of his law and justice in order to put away our sin. He can fully satisfy what his law demands, which is death, so that, and at the same time give us a full and free pardon. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now, the Lord reveals himself in many different ways, as a Savior, as a Redeemer. He reveals himself as a prophet to teach us. He reveals us as a priest to atone for us. He reveals himself as a king to rule over us and to provide and protect us, and so on. And he also presents himself to us under a number of emblems and figures to show how he is suited to our particular need. And here he is holding himself up to us as a strong tower. Now that implies, of course, that we are in danger. This emblem would have no meaning if we were in no danger. It is a place to which we are to flee, the strong tower. And we are, of course, to flee from the wrath to come. And this is a phrase that we hear very often, and perhaps the solemnity of it is lost very quickly. But we are to flee from the wrath to come. We are to flee from coming wrath. It is approaching. It is coming closer and closer to the ungodly, to the unbeliever, day by day, hour by hour. That wave of coming, just and holy wrath, is fast approaching. As with an overflowing flood, thou carriest them away. That is, all the ungodly and all who will not take Christ to be their Savior. So we need Christ then to be our strong tower to escape the wrath to come. And needless to say, there are many other dangers that beset us. There are all the temptations and allurements of this present evil world. We were surrounded with them today. Were we not? The temptations of Satan assaulting us, the allurements of the world beckoning to us, and all these things are a reminder that we need to take the Lord as our strong tower and flee into that strong tower. Now, a word about the accessibility of the strong tower. In Israel, there are places that are called bomb shelters. Many buildings have these underneath the ground. And, of course, there are signs posted showing direction to where to go. When the sirens are sound, then people look for these signs for the bomb shelter and go to them. And the sign does not say all are welcome to use this shelter. That goes without saying. The very name shelter is a call to anyone who reads it that they can flee there and be safe from danger. And that's how we should view the Lord when he presents himself as a strong tower, simply presenting himself under this emblem. He is calling to everyone here, I am a strong tower. It should go without saying that you all here are welcome to flee into this strong tower and be safe. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. However great our sins are, yet the Lord says, I am a strong tower. Run into it, and you will be safe. Now we come then to the second part of the verse here. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And we know clearly from the psalm that we just sang, Psalm 14, that the righteous here were not born in that condition of righteousness. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there's any who do good, and there is none righteous, no, not one. They are altogether filthy, the psalmist says. So these who run into the strong tower are certainly not originally or inherently righteous. They are children of Adam, just as we are. And it is in the very moment that they were made willing to flee into the tower that they became righteous. At that very moment when we consent to the gospel offer, and we say, I will go into the strong tower. That is the moment when we are justified and accounted righteous in God's sight. And needless to say, I am sure your minister has plainly and often told you how a sinner may become righteous, how he may be justified. It is by believing on him who died for the ungodly. And that is a precious verse. It gives a footing for faith, or a grip for our faith, as it were. When we read these words, he died for the ungodly. And that is what I am by nature, and that is what you are by nature. We are ungodly. We are not at all like God, but our encouragement is that Christ died for the likes of us, the ungodly, and he died for them even when they were enemies to him and without strength. So we become righteous by, we are accounted righteous by believing on him who died for the ungodly. In the very moment then that we accept Christ and consent to the offer, we are righteous. And the great question, of course, is how do we know if we have truly believed on Christ? That is a question that exercises many a believer throughout the history of the church. How do I know that I am one of the righteous? Well, Christ here by his Spirit lays down an infallible mark when he says the righteous are characterized by this lifelong activity. They run into the strong tower. That is their habit, that is their undying desire, to run into the strong tower. They don't say, well, now I trust I have believed on Christ, and I am righteous, I shall never perish, therefore I may take my ease in the world. I do not need to worry about Satan. I do not need to worry about sin. No, the righteous is one who is still afraid of danger, and he is still running from danger into the strong tower in order to be safe. And this, as we said, is an ongoing activity. And needless to say, the righteous is someone who's been enabled to run into the tower. And he often feels times when he doesn't have any desire to run into the strong tower. If Jonah were here tonight, he could say, I remember a time in my life when I was not running into the strong tower at all. I was running far from it. And so every believer can testify in his own experience or her own experience at many points in his or her life. They are not running into the strong tower. They are running from it. As Jonah arose to flee from the presence of the Lord, we read in the book of Jonah. And we could almost paraphrase the words of Paul and say that the righteous is one who says, I find then a law that when I would run into the tower, I find a part of me desiring to run as far as I can from it. And that is why the church in the Song of Solomon was praying, draw me, and we will run after thee. And that is the continual prayer of the righteous, that they will be drawn again and again into the strong tower, drawn so as to run. Now the righteous, we've already hinted, is someone who has been enlightened as to his own condition. He sees his danger, his degree of sense, how intensely he feels that danger may vary from person to person. But they've all been made aware of their danger, and they've all been made aware of their complete inability to defend themselves against any temptation. They find that when they feel the strongest, when they feel the least susceptible to temptation, that is actually the time when they are the most susceptible, when they feel, I will never fall into that sin. That is often a time. Or if they say, I have gotten the victory over that particular sin, that particular temptation, that is the time when they are most vulnerable. And so they learn all their lifetime that the necessity of running into the strong tower that is Christ. And And perhaps all their troubles can be traced to this, delaying to run into the strong tower, delaying to hear his call. I am a refuge from guilt. I am refuge from an accusing devil. I am a refuge from an alluring world. Whatever your danger, whatever your distress, however heavy your guilt is upon your conscience tonight, I am Jehovah. I am a strong tower. And that very emblem is a call to you to flee as you are to me. If the Lord had, and if it was his will that, we should say his preceptive will, that you be not saved, he would not hold himself up as a strong tower to your soul. But he is holding himself up as a strong tower to your soul and mine. And that is a call then to flee to him, however heavy guilt is lying upon our consciences, but to come back to the righteous. The righteous can say, well, how many times guilt has lain heavy upon my conscience, and I have, as it were, felt the flames of God's wrath in my conscience for what I have done. And I delay to flee to the strong tower in this condition. I think that I don't have a deep enough sense of my sin. I need to pour over how I've sinned against his goodness, and I've sinned against light. And I need to try to break off this sinful habit and that sinful habit, and then flee to the strong tower. Well, that's when the chief of his sorrows began, when he delayed to flee as he was into the strong tower. So the righteous come to see that this must be their lifelong activity, running into the strong tower. Even lying down at night after a good day, the believer has to say, now I need to flee to the strong tower. I need to ask him to keep me in my thoughts as I go to sleep. I need him in my waking moments as I begin another day. I can remember times when I felt near to the Lord at night and woke up cold and dreading the path of duty. And that is why he says, I must learn to run to the strong tower at night, at morning, at noon, 7 times a day, to ever be fleeing into this strong tower, the doors of which are always open to everyone here. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And Paul, will you pray?